Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I am Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we're doing a special bonus Pokemon Spotlight. Thank you to all of our patrons for making these possible.
Yeah.
This one's on the Abra family because they were a runner-up in a random poll we did about Saffron City.
Right. And they have three.
And they have three, so it's a good, it's a good fit.
And they're pretty cool guys.
So without any further ado...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Abra! So first up, Abra, Pokemon number 63.
Weird that a robot walked into the room and said the number when you forgot it.
It is, and all of its evolutions are, the Psi Pokemon, spelled PSI.
They are the pounds per square inch, or the per square inch
Pokemon.
Pokemon. All of them?
All of them are Psi Pokemon.
That's weird.
Yep.
Also, why didn't they use a Y?
Because it's an I.
Well, all right.
He's a psychic type. Stands, floats, sits at 2'11".
Is that from butt to head, or is that from...
I don't know. Maybe they stretch him out on like a lab table with
right.
a tape measure.
Once you get a hold of one, you're like, put your feet here.
I think that's from toe to tip.
Okay.
Toe to tip, that is an Abra.
That is an
two
Abra.
2'11".
What an Abra. Just like Abra.
Weighs 43 pounds. It can have the synchronize ability, which if the opponent poisons, burns, or paralyzes it, they also get that status.
That's a good ability.
It like reflects it on them.
Yeah.
Not like bounces it back, because you still get it, but they also get it.
Right, but it's
I'm over-explaining it, but you get it.
We get it.
You get it, they get it. You get it, and they get it.
Everyone, we're all dudes, hey.
Outside of battle, Pokemon with the synchronize ability have a 50% chance of passing that nature or causing wild Pokemon to have that same nature that they have.
Even if they don't have synchronized normally?
We're talking natures now.
Natures?
Yes.
I thought abilities.
So if your Abra with synchronize has like a mild nature, there's a 50% chance, if it's leading your party, there's a 50% chance that the wild Pokemon you encounter will also have a mild nature.
Okay.
So it's a way to kind of game that system.
Game the system. It's a good way to like, for legendaries, to like kind of...
Yeah.
Trick them.
Yep. I don't really do that with legendaries. I'm not super picky about them because I don't use them in my teams.
I do and I don't. It depends on the legendary. I used Xerneas and I did use
Evelto.
Evelto.
It was because he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like I like to use Pokemon that if I lived in that world I would obtain and use.
Right, but if you caught a legendary, you telling me you wouldn't use it?
No, I would, but yeah. I don't think that I would. Catch a legendary. I don't feel like if Pokemon was not a video game but a real world,
you don't think you'd be the protagonist?
I would not be the protagonist. And also, they would not really be Pokemon you could just catch.
I don't think so either. This one's like, those are based on life and death. Like, they're not going to let you catch them in a little Pokeball. Come on.
Then you just let it out and kill everything.
Yeah.
Just suck the life energy out of everything around you. Also, you're a 10-year-old boy.
Or girl.
You're right. Moving on from that, Abras can also have the ability Inner Focus, which means that it cannot flinch from moves that would make it do so.
That's another cool ability. Yep. Abras, you're pretty okay no matter what ability you're getting.
Its hidden ability, though, I think is the best one. It's called Magic Guard, and it prevents indirect damage.
Magic Guard, from what I know, kicks butt.
Yeah, so damage from like Sandstorm, Hail...
Poison,
burn. You still get the attack lower
right.
from burn, but you don't take any of the damage
yeah.
every turn.
And that's the killer.
Yeah, entry hazards like Spike, Stealth Rock, Leech Seed, recoil damage. That's all negated from Magic Guard.
So good.
It's very good.
Such a good ability.
Its Pokedex is kind of plain. It's not super crazy, but boy, does it get there. So here's the Pokedex for Abra.
Okay.
It sleeps for 18 hours a day to maintain its ability to read minds. This ability is used to sense danger and teleport to safety. In addition to fleeing danger, Abra have also been known to randomly teleport to a new location once every hour, leaving illusionary copies of itself behind.
Okay.
That's a Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon. Right? That's a psychic Pokemon.
Nothing crazy.
And if you like run into an Abra in the wild, like that makes sense. Because like... It's like, oh, it ran away. Did it run away, or did the illusion just fade?
Right.
Who knows?
You can't tell.
The only way you can tell is if you catch one, and if you caught one, that wasn't an illusion. So, like...
That was a real Abra.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that it for its entries? Is
that's pretty much it for the Pokédex. That's a summary of all of its Pokédex entries.
Well, I think we set a precedent, right, in the last one?
We did.
That we have to describe it.
Yes.
So let me pull up a picture of Abra.
Well, I have some trivia. Do you want to describe it during the origin part, or do you want to do that now?
Let's do it during the origin part.
Okay. I only have one trivia for Abra, and that is in the Red and Blue beta, it was known as Hokus.
Okay, I like that. That's a good name. I think that's... You know what? No, I don't think it's a good name. It's not really.
I'm glad
they
changed it.
It's not really a magic Pokemon, you know?
No, but...
And Hokus is like...
The name is still magic.
Right, but Hokus is like, it's tomfoolery, you
know? So for its origin, it is most likely based on mystics or psychics. It says... This is weird. I got this from Bulbapedia. And they say it has similarities to goats and foxes. Both are animals tied to magic. And now, Jake, tell me what an Abra looks like. You have a picture of it there,
I do,
right?
Have a picture pulled up. He or she is wearing, like, a half shirt with big old football shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Like a goat would.
You know, like a goat.
Like a goat. It looks like a, like, kind of a fox, but mostly a kitty cat.
Like a cat, right?
Yeah.
Also, I want to point out, I don't think we talk about gender ratios a lot. But this family is, I think, a 75-25 split in favor of male.
Okay. I feel like a lot of Pokemon are weighted in favor of male, unless they're like 100% female.
I can't think of any on top of my head that can be both but are mostly female.
Yeah. But yeah, and then it's got arms and legs. It's humanoid, and it's got a big old tail with like a ring around it, and it's got like its feet have the two in the front, one in the back kind of claws.
You know, like goats.
Like goats do?
Nothing about Abra screams goat to me, so I don't know where they got that
from. I'm trying to see, and I'm just not getting it. Because now that you said fox, I can kind of see like a Keaton.
Yeah,
you know,
like in the head.
A little bit like a Keaton. But it's got kitty cat
ears.
It's
mostly a cat, which are also tied to witches and magic and spells and stuff.
So Bulbapedia, come on. Goats?
Goats? That's not...
Okay, whoever wrote that, if you're listening...
If you're one of our one-star reviews, goats?
Goats? How dare you? Also,
if somebody knows how it's a goat...
What do goats look like where you came from, Bulbapedia editor? You got some weirdo goats there. I can find out. Let me Google, where are goats weird?
Okay, you do that. I'm going to talk about his name.
Okay.
It's part of the stage show magic word, abracadabra.
Yep.
Okay? His Japanese name is Casey.
Casey.
Yep. Like the name Casey.
Like it's your boy Casey.
It's a reference to Edgar Casey, who's a psychic.
The psychic.
Famous for entering self-induced trances.
I know a lot about Edgar Casey for
Edgar
a lot of
Casey,
reasons.
Edgar Casey, I don't know much about.
Edgar Casey was known as America's Nostradamus. He would go into these like self-induced comas and like whisper prophecies about people to his wife, who would write them down. And they... almost all came true. Spoopy stuff.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
He got a Pokemon named after him.
Good
so
for
like,
him.
He's living a life that I wish I was leading.
Someday, Josh. And over here, it'll be called like blah, 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 blah. But over in Japan, it'll be called Josh.
Or Nichols, but like spelt funny.
Nichols with two C's.
At level 16, Abra evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Kadabra! Kadabra is Pokemon number 64, Ob.
Sure.
Also a psychic type. Is 4'3" and weighs 124.6 pounds.
Okay. He's standing up. I'm looking at a picture of him.
He is
standing up.
He is standing on the ground.
And if it's possible, he's even less goat-like.
Except for, like, do billy goats have mustaches?
A little. No, they have little goatees.
You're right. These have mustaches. These very obviously have mustaches.
Yeah.
Anyway, as the same abilities, those don't change. Are you ready for Kadabra's Pokedex?
Yes.
If I was researching and writing this, I was like, this is a little bit crazy.
I'm very excited.
Okay. The special alpha waves emitted by this Pokemon after using its psychic abilities can cause many strange things to happen, such as inducing headaches in those nearby or causing clocks to run backwards. It is also said that when they are around televisions, they can cause a strange shadow to appear on the screen that brings bad luck to all of those who happen to view it.
That's Oh, you're not done.
Oh, no, there's more.
Oh, God.
This is relatively long. The waves are a residual effect of all of its brain cells working in unison to use its psychic powers. The spoon that it always holds is said to amplify its abilities, and it can often be seen focusing intently on it when it is using its abilities. Without it, the Pokemon's telekinetic energy would be limited to about half, theoretically. There's no, like, proof of it.
Right. Also, half? Half what?
Half of its current ability. Okay. It would be half as psychic if it didn't have a spoon.
I don't think we have a unit of measurement to measure psychicness.
Size. That's why they're the Psy Pokemon.
Gotcha.
There's also a story about a boy, either with extrasensory powers himself or helping to research them, depending on the Pokedex you're reading, that found himself transformed into a Kadabra one day when he woke up. He was just, like, real smart. It was really into extrasensory stuff.
What?
And turned into a Kadabra. He was a boy, and then the next day, he was a Kadabra. That's the end of Kadabra's Pokedex entries.
Oh, cool. That's horrifying.
I think that's more of like an urban legend.
Right.
But the fact that that is just a Pokedex entry.
Did they put it in there?
I think it's an emerald. Like, that's the Pokedex entry. It's just like, one day, a boy woke up as a Kadabra.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, Pokemon? Here's another crazy thing. It uses all of its brain cells at once to do its psychic stuff, and yep. It amplifies it with the spoon, sure. You know, like spoons do?
Yeah, like
a spoon. You know, like how when you're eating, and your spoon amplifies your ability to eat soup by, like, 10 times?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, if I didn't have a spoon, I would be half as effective at eating soup.
Yeah, same. Half at best. You have to slurp it like an animal. Not a Kadabra, because they use spoons, but another kind of animal. It also makes TVs curse you with bad luck?
I think this is just a lot of superstition that surround it.
People are just very afraid of Kadabras.
Yeah, because it's like, just so weird.
I'm looking at it, once we get to the describing phase, like, it's weird looking.
Well, let's do some trivia first.
Okay, hit me.
Can you guess the name of Kadabra in the Red and Blue beta?
Pokus.
It's Pokus.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. Kadabra has not appeared in the trading card game since the Skyridge expansion in 2003, most likely to avoid more legal actions from Yuri Geller, who claims the Pokemon is a parody of him. And we'll talk about him when we get to the origin a little more.
Okay.
He has also not appeared in the anime since 2006 and was left out of Pokemon Ranger Shadows of Almia, which is a Almia? Whatever that is. That's a DS game that both Abra and Alakazam are in.
But you can't get.
But Kadabra is not in it.
For the same reasons?
Most likely, yeah.
That's very stupid.
So let's talk about the origin of his appearance, and then you can kind of describe it to
okay.
us. Okay. Based on magicians and spoonbenders, and maintains the similarities with goats and foxes from its previous form.
I can see fox a little more. I see goat even less.
Yeah. His head is more of a Keaton mask.
Yeah. And he's got a Fu Manchu. He's not a goat boy.
Yeah, no goats.
He is wearing a full shirt, though.
He does have some symbols on him that I want to talk about, but why don't you describe his appearance for
okay,
us?
So he's that same kind of goldish and purple color. I like the color scheme a lot.
I do, too.
Of the Abra line. Except now his tail, instead of being like a regular-sized little tail, it's like this huge, weird, bulbous thing coming out of him.
Yeah.
It's a little gross, I'm not going to lie.
I imagine it's fluffy?
I hope so. But it doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like it.
His shirt, or his chest, I guess.
His dragon shield.
Is now a full-on, like, shirt. It's not just like a dragon shield like it was before. It's right. Still got those big old football arms. And he does have these three symbols on there. He's got a spoon now, too. I don't know what's on his face, because his head is turned.
On like, his forehead?
Yeah, it's just like
it's a star.
A star, okay, yeah. All right. Can I tell you what I think these symbols are?
Yeah.
Do you remember in Ghostbusters?
Yes. That is exactly what they are. They're called Zenner cards. They were used to try to identify people with extrasensory and psychic abilities.
Because if you're a human being watching this and you haven't watched Ghostbusters, stop what you're doing and go watch Ghostbusters. It's the second best movie ever made. In my personal opinion.
Right.
It might be the best movie ever made, but it's not my favorite movie. That's pitch perfect. Ghostbusters is killer, though. But in the beginning, Venkman is testing the effects of negative reinforcement on ESP.
Right.
And so there's this guy, and every time he shows him a card, he's like, what is this card? The guy can't see it, and he has to guess the shape. and he guesses the squiggly lines correctly, and Venkman's like, ooh, sorry, no, and shocks him again. He shocks him every time. But, like, it does work because he keeps getting...
He gets closer every time he gets shocked.
But, yeah, that's just on his belly. That's on his little belly.
Yep, it's the three vertical wavy lines.
He also has, like, a dorsal fin on his gooch, and I don't know about that. I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe that's part of his tail. I don't know. Its name is the second half of Abracadabra, but spelt with a K instead of a C.
Right,
the
okay.
Cadabra part.
I think everyone got there.
It's Japanese
also,
name.
I didn't know that Cadabra had a C. I thought it was a K.
No, it's a C. It's all one word, and it's a C.
It's Abracadabra. Exam.
Abracadabra.
Okay, it's one word. Okay.
Alakazam is separate.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was a K.
It's a different word all of its own.
Right.
Its Japanese name is, I'm probably going to say it wrong, but it's like youngerer. Like you're youngerer than... someone older than you?
Right, sure. It's like how like Tommy Pickles would say you are younger.
Right. It's a corrupted spelling of Uri Geller's name, who is a noted spoon bender who was proven a fraud on The Tonight Show hosted by Johnny Carson, who himself was an illusionist and didn't believe him. So Uri Geller came with like his own spoons. And Johnny Carson switched them without telling him so
really?
That he couldn't bend them live on TV.
Oh, boy.
It's on YouTube, so go watch
that. I'm going to watch that. I love seeing people fraud it, like being proven as frauds. I love it.
He did attempt to sue the Pokemon Company for the use of his likeness, but lost the case. But Kadabra has since suffered in the trading card game because of it.
I'm going to look up. This man.
He does not look like a Kadabra. Kadabra, maybe, but not Kadabra.
Uri Geller. This guy looks nothing like a Kadabra.
No, he's just holding a spoon, and that was like his thing, I guess.
Also, these are recent pictures of him bending spoons, even though like
it's
totes fake.
Yep.
One of these spoons is like a perfect...
That's his only trick, though. So like, what could he do?
That's a weird thing to hang your hat on. Oh, you remember... You know, spoons? I bend them.
I could bend them with my brain.
My spoons, though. I wouldn't want to ruin your spoons.
Only my own spoons. These fine spoons I bought and preheated and wiggled a little bit. Enough about him. He's a jerk. I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
So when you trade a Kadabra, it evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Alakazam! Pokemon number 65, also a psychic type, stands at 4'11" and weighs 105.8 pounds, so it gains a little bit of height and loses a little bit of weight.
I would believe that because his tail is not...
It's gone.
...anywhere.
And I feel like that tail probably weighed about 19 pounds.
Give or take. It looked like a hefty tail.
Keeps the same abilities, so let's talk about... Alakazam, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I know one thing about Alakazam's Pokedex entries, and that's it. So I'm ready for it.
It has been said to have an IQ of over 5,000.
That's all I know.
And that its brain is able to outperform a supercomputer in 1996.
Yeah, right. Like, I can outperform a supercomputer in 1996. Like, that's just basically a built abacus.
It has a photographic memory and the ability to memorize anything, which is a result of its brain cells continually multiplying throughout its entire life.
That's cancer.
The constant increasing in the size of its brain makes its head too heavy to hold up, and its muscles are also very weak. Like, he's just got these little noodle arms.
Noodle arms.
So it uses psychic abilities to support its head and move its limbs.
Sure.
Because of its high intelligence, it is able to instantly detect weaknesses in its foes in battle. When it closes its eyes, it heightens all of its other senses and greatly amplifies its psychic abilities to extreme levels.
Extreme!
The spoons it holds are said to have been created purely by its psychic energy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Those are psychic energy spoon. That is psychic energy solidified. In the shape of a spoon.
He just pulled out all of the iron in the air and made spoons out of them?
No, it's just solid psychic energy.
That's just hard psychic energy. Okay. Sure.
So that's Alakazam. How do you feel about that?
I'm worried about him and his brain cells growing, because that's literally what cancer is that your cells don't stop multiplying, and he seems to have
brain cancer.
Brain cancer.
Yep. But it makes him just so smart.
No. I mean, maybe him in Pokemon world, but like, if for real that's what your brain's doing, it's a bad thing. It's very bad. Other than that, a couple notes.
Okay.
IQ of 5,000. Dude can't talk, how do you tell?
Right.
Still can only say the word Alakazam.
He has an IQ of 5,000, but can't only say his name.
He remembers everything, but he can't tell you because he can only say his name. Right. Come on, Pokedex.
Get it together, man.
Get it together.
What do you think about its muscles being so weak that it has to use its psychic energy to move itself?
That's weird.
And also support its giant heavy head. Because its neck is too feeble for that.
I like that. I just think it's very weird. I feel like that's like a fun solution. Because he's the only one who's like floating. Because Abra's just like sitting on the ground. Kadabra's standing up. Alakazam is like, whoa. He looks like he's like about to sit down, but on nothing. I like that he's like, yeah, I use my psychic power to move my arms because I don't want
to. And support myself because these muscles, man, they're all atrophied. Because all I do is float.
Yeah, because you never use them, Alakazam. You lazy boy. You lazy man. You're like a dad.
You're a dad. You got a big old mustache.
Big stash.
Oh, describe him.
Okay.
Because guess what? Bulbapedia thinks it looks like a goat.
Okay, see, on him, I can almost see goat.
Okay.
Mostly because of the shape of his head.
Okay.
And nothing else. Because his head is like an upside down star or a pentagram. I've seen goat imagery in pentagrams, and like they have like the way their cheeks work sometimes. They kind of poke out on the sides. So that I can see. I still would not look at I don't think anyone in the world except for who edited that Bulbapedia entry would be like, oh, goat.
That's a goat.
His head's like a goat head.
These are goats. This is a family of goat foxes.
What a bunch of goats. No. He's definitely a fox with with big old mustache.
What a fox.
I don't mean he's foxy. I mean, he looks like a fox. He is fox-y. He has fox-like qualities to him.
He's foxish.
He's got his big shoulder pad shirt on, except now he also has wrist guards because he's going extreme inlining. He's going aggressive inlining. And he's also got knee pads on. His feet are super wide now.
They're does have knee pads.
Yeah.
Also, his legs, like, come out of his crotch.
Yeah, they're, like ball jointed in. Like on
like
toys.
Like an action figure.
Yeah. He's like weirdo.
That's a weird thing.
What a weirdo this guy is.
Oh, I forgot about trivia. Let's do some trivia. In HeartGold and SoulSilver, it has the lowest overall performance rating, which is used for the Pokeathlon. The Pokeathlon.
The Pokeathlon.
Yeah, the Pokeathlon. of all the fully evolved Pokemon. In Red and Blue, an Alakazam sent... this is weird duct tape stuff. In Red and Blue, an Alakazam sent out by an opponent... While the player's Pokemon has low health, which is causing the beep, beep, beep,
okay.
Right? Will have the cry of a Ghastly.
Why?
I don't know. What? I don't know what wires that cross
That's
to make
so
that happen.
That's so weird. It's like, okay, if your opponent, if you are low, if your health's low and it's beeping, the whatever string of code the low health equals beeping is attached to, also has the Alakazam cry on it, so it just finds the closest one, which I guess is Ghastly.
I guess.
What a weird game.
It's so weird.
Did like three people make this in a basement on accident once?
I don't know.
I feel like this game was made on accident.
No, it was definitely made on purpose, but I don't think they had a lot of budget, and I think they just worked on it. Like,
while they were working
while
on
they were
Kirby
doing other
or whatever,
stuff,
because
they just like couldn't get funding for it, but they really wanted to make
right.
it.
Thank God they did, because now all those people ought to be billionaires.
Yeah.
Because the Pokemon company owns Pokemon. Like, Game Freak still owns Pokemon. Like, Nintendo is, like, a half... not even a half owner.
They're
like,
Freak is, like, a second party. Like, HAL Laboratories and Kirby.
Yeah,
they're a second,
like,
party developer.
But, like, Game Freak owns Pokemon more than Nintendo does.
Yeah.
So, like, they should have a lot of money from Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, guys.
One more thing. This is just, like, a fun fact. At 4'11", it's the same height as Ethan.
Oh, your boy Ethan.
He's the HeartGold and SoulSilver male player character slash rival.
I thought it was just going to stay there. He's the same height as Ethan.
You know Ethan. Everybody knows a 4'11" Ethan.
I feel like at one point I probably did.
Its name is another magic word, Alakazam.
It's Alakazam. What's his Japanese name?
Its Japanese name
Houdini.
Fuden.
Fuden.
you know, when you're hungry, you go food in.
You go get some food. Like Houdini and Fu Manchu.
It can also be spelled as Houdin, which is a reference to either Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin or Harry Houdini, who are both famous magicians.
I've never heard of this Houdin character before, but I have heard of Harry
Houdin. I have also not heard of Houdin. Maybe he was popular in Japan. Everybody's
very
heard,
French, though.
Everybody's heard of Houdini.
Everyone knows Houdini.
He's the magician.
Yeah. In fact, like, his name got turned into a pretty common verb. When something just disappears, it Houdini'd.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing Harry Houdini did not do. Bend spoons.
Nope.
He wasn't
sue Pokemon.
He didn't sue Pokemon like a loser, Yuri Geller. You sore, you bum. You're a bum, Yuri Geller.
Here's our third one-star rating from a bum, Yuri Geller.
Bring him on, bums. I don't care.
Alex Zam has a special thing about him, though.
Oh, does he?
He can Mega Evolve.
Oh, he can. Is this the picture of him Mega Evolved?
Yep.
Okay.
He Mega Evolves into Mega Alakazam. And so a little bit of things change.
Okay.
Stays psychic type. Loses a foot. He's down to 3'11".
Are you sure? Okay, so...
His height in the Pokedex is 3'11". His weight is the same.
Okay, so this is what happened. His feet are in the Mega Evolved one are crossed and like...
They're kind of joined.
His feet are holding hands, if that makes any sense. I feel like whoever was measuring him that day just got a little lazy.
But if you look at him, he's an old man now.
So his bones shrunk.
And you shrink as you get older. So maybe he lost a foot that way.
I can't wait to describe this guy. Keep going.
Its ability changes to Trace, which copies the ability of your opponent, with the exceptions of Multi-Type, Illusion, Flower Gift, Imposter, or Stance Change. Anything that would change the form of the Pokemon cannot be copied. But all other abilities can, including Wonder Guard. So
nice.
That's pretty good.
Nice. That's real cool, too, because it eliminates a lot of, like...
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give up Magic Guard for that.
You can Mega Evolve in a battle, right?
No. Once you Mega Evolve, it's Mega Evolve for the rest of that battle.
For battle.
Yes.
Not for life, but for battle. Okay. Well, I'm sure there are circumstances where that would be helpful. But Magic Guard is just, like, super good.
It's just so good.
If you knew for sure that that other one couldn't give you any indirect damage, like, who you're fighting, then, like, maybe?
Right.
But other than that, like, meh.
If you want to evolve into old man. Let's do some trivia, and then you can tell me about it.
Okay.
It has the highest special attack of all non-legendary Pokemon, period.
Cool.
And the highest speed of all non-legendary psychic types.
Yeah, I had a...
This is specifically the Mega Evolver.
Right.
You had what?
Oh, I had an Alakazam in Soul Silver. Obviously didn't Mega Evolve yet, but he had perfect speed IV and a perfect special attack IV and a perfect HP IV. That was a rando. I didn't plan for that one.
Right.
But like, it was, it's big. It's good at those things already. Yeah. So like, yeah, the Mega Evolve is just like, hey, this is it, jacked to the moon.
However, it has the lowest attack stat of all the Mega Evolved Pokemon.
Well, he's so frail.
He's just got no muscles. He's
so feeble.
He's got zero muscles. He has to use his psychic power to, like, throw his fist at you.
And when it connects, it hurts him badly.
It is the only Mega Evolved Pokemon that doesn't gain 100 base stat points when Mega Evolving. It only gains 90. Maybe they'll fix that in Sun and Moon. Who knows?
It doesn't gain anything in attack. Its attack lowers.
No. All right, describe this guy to me.
Okay.
He's a fun one.
He's a goofo. So first things first, he has a huge beard now, and his beard has two friends that are also beards.
Wait, can you show me that again? No, you're right.
Because like he's got the main beard.
I think that's his mustache growing under his beard.
Well, that would make sense. There's a question mark at the end of that sentence. Second thing. He's got a lot more spoons, and he's kind of floating them about around him. He's showing off. His feet are back to a normal size. They're very thin. Everything about him is very thin. His extreme inline wrist guards. I keep calling it extreme inline. It's aggressive inline. How dare I?
Both are acceptable.
Probably. They have been turned into like kind of gauntlety things that don't go over his hands. And he's got like a point of your shoulder pads. And he still got his knee pads, but they work more like a ball joint than knee pads. He's got a red jewel in his forehead. His head's got more points on it. It grew 2 points. It's now...
to hold all that extra brain. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It just grew 1 more point from the middle, I guess. I guess this, he had more brain mass. I had to find a place. It's my favorite part. A dude's wearing undies now. Look, he's
his
old.
His action figure crotch just turned into undies.
Look, he's old. Maybe it's a diaper. yeah, I like.
There's one more key feature floating above his head.
I already talked about the spoons.
You did?
I did.
I didn't hear you say the spoons.
Yeah.
He's got like 5 spoons.
Yeah,
now.
He's got like so many spoons. He just raided your mom's silverware drawer and he's like.
He's just juggling. He's like, look at me juggle these spoons.
You can't juggle this many spoons. You don't know what to do. But yeah, he's got a lot of spoons. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool guy.
So that appearance is probably based on a sorcerer or wizard, but it might also be based on, I'm going to say this wrong also.
Okay.
Sadhus? S-A-D-H-U is what it's called. And it's like a religious lifestyle. They just like go live in the mountains and just like meditate a lot.
Okay.
I looked them up. I won't explain them too much because I don't really know how to explain the religion and stuff around it. But they're on Wikipedia, so you can look it up and see what they're all about. But I looked up a picture, and they definitely look like a mega Alakazam. They have, like, big beards, and it was just, like, the one that I saw, he was sitting. He had, like, a book out in front of him, but he had his legs in the same position. Right. He was reading the book but not touching it.
Were his feet holding hands with each other?
They might have been touching. I don't think they were interlocked.
They're not, like, prehensile.
These are people, not Pokemon, right. Jake. So I think he's probably based on those... Because they're, you know, thought to have, like, mystic ability and stuff.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
They have the big beards, and they wear similar colors. Like, their robes are similar, like, saffron kind of yellow color. So that's pretty neat.
That's
Mega
pretty
Evolutions
neat.
Don't have Pokedex entries to themselves, and I feel like they should, because that's a very different creature from Alakazam.
Hey, Sun and Moon? Not saying, just saying.
I mean, just something to think about.
Just something to think about. You got some time before you have to have a game out. You can maybe put in some... Look, Josh and I will write them. Right? You just give us, like, a lot of money.
Just give me what you were thinking when you designed it, and I'll look up the inspiration and make that into a Pokemon.
Yeah, and we'll just guess, and we'll just make up some stuff. It'll be fine. And also pay us a lot of money.
That's the most important
Please
part.
And thank you. So, anything else on Alakazams?
That's it. That's a wrap.
All right. What would you name one?
Of course you'd ask me that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never used one. I had a shiny one in... X.
It probably had really bad stats, right?
I don't think it was good. I don't...
Because that's a trade-off. You never get a good shiny with, like, cool stats.
No, I don't remember naming it.
I've never gotten a shiny.
It was probably Mr. Something. That's kind of my trademark. If I don't know a name, he's like, Mr. Mustache.
Or was Mr. Stashy.
I don't know what I would name it. Probably Yuri Geller, just to spite him.
Right? Eat it, Yuri Geller, you Dink. Bum. Here's a story of what I did name mine in Soul Silver. I had bred 100 Abras trying to get one with perfect IVs in special attack and speed. And so I was at the end of my rope and I was like, I'm just going to name this one Hope because I hope it has the stats I want. So that's what I named it, except oops, I put a Q instead of a P. So its name was Okay.
Oopsie.
H-O-Q-E.
That sounds like a psychic's name.
Right?
So I like that.
I think it worked
well. It's a happy accident.
Yeah. Oops, all berries. I did it again.
I don't have a real one. I'll just name him Yuri.
Okay. All right, cool. So what are we doing next time? Have we figured it out?
Nope. I don't. I feel like we got some suggestions, but I'll be darned if I remember what they are.
Yeah. So patrons, because you're hearing this way first. Send us your suggestions for what the next one we should do is. If you already have, send them again, because, brah, we forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry, friends.
Send them in. Send them in on Twitter if you want. I'll go back through, and we'll put, like, I'll just put a poll together of all the suggestions.
Yeah.
And we'll pick that way.
Yeah, that'd
Sounds
be cool.
fun. And if we don't get one, we'll randomly pick a number.
And just go, what if it's only a one? Oh,
we'll do a couple.
Real short episode. Oh, yeah, we'll do a couple.
Yeah, like we did with Delibird and Stantler.
Right. Oh, we did that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a fun little Christmas episode.
That was. Look at us. So thank you guys very much for listening. Especially thank our patrons.
Yeah.
Because you're hearing this first. And you're hearing it best, really, if you want to be honest. But if you are hearing this when it gets in the mega feed, the mega feed, all lesser feeds bow before the mega feed. When it gets in the main feed, if you want to become a patron and hear these early, go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. All of our other stuff is in the description, so you can just find us there. But yeah, consider becoming a patron and join the ranks of our very cool patrons that we have. And that's it for this episode.
That's all. That's all she wrote.
So until next time,
smell you later.
So it's Hocus Pocus and Alakazam. Should I cut that?
Yep.
I'm going to cut that. But I figured it out, though.
You did. Figured you out got the it. Trick.
I got it.